So my nickname is Jenya, and that's what people know me by, Jenya. But my full name is Maria Eugenia Nieves Escoriaza. And I am from Puerto Rico, a town in the northwest coast called Quebradillas. And I was born in March 19th, 1976. Living in Puerto Rico is a wonderful thing because you can go to the beach anytime you want because the nearest beach is like 5 minutes away from anywhere. Well, not if you're in the center of the island, but in the center of the island, there's beautiful rivers and it's like paradise. It's the most beautiful place to be. And the people are mostly very, very kind and very, very nice. But like in everywhere, in every other country, there's corruption, there's criminality, there's drug problems, imbalances, and issues. Right now, Puerto Rico is going through a big economic depression. I grew up basically spending a lot of my time in the town, either with or my grandmothers or at school. But then a lot of the time I did spend playing with my six brothers and sisters and climbing trees. And there was a farm and we had pigs and we had cows and chickens and guineas, which is some type of strange chicken. Oh, and my grandfather used to grow banana trees and also gandules, which is pigeon peas. Very country, you know, we just did a lot of running around. As Puerto Rican, I am a citizen of the United States, right? So all Puerto Ricans are citizens of the United States. But I lived the immigrant experience because my first language was Spanish and I was raised in a different culture. A friend of mine was coming over to visit New York and she was afraid because she didn't want to do it alone. And we just came on an adventure. We went to New York City on an adventure and we stayed with some friends of ours, and I liked it so much. I found that New York City was like such an exciting place. The city and the lights, it was just so exciting back then. I mean, I was 21, I'm very impressionable. I fell in love, so I didn't want to go back. I loved the fact that I could meet people from everywhere in the world and the food. I could eat any type of food from any part of the world. Meeting people, learning languages, and eating their food. It was easier for me to get work because I was in New York City, because there's such a big Spanish community, because there's so much Spanish businesses that I was able to get by just speaking Spanish. I really didn't speak English until I moved to Pittsburgh. My favorite place in Pittsburgh is the Strip District. And the reason why it's the Strip District is because it's the kind of the best of both worlds. That's my New York City. Strip District has the most diversity when it comes to food. I would tell someone that comes here, embrace the fact that the people in Pittsburgh are very community oriented, and also embrace the fact that there is diversity and you have to look for it. You cannot just expect for it to come to you. You still have to go to the events from the Cultural Trust, go to events from theater and plays and music and festivals. The Three Rivers Arts Festival is like another thing that I absolutely love. The music here, it's just wonderful. There's so many amazing musicians. There's a huge jazz community. Everybody's so talented, so much talent to experience. So I think that's something that every person should take advantage of. The community of Pittsburgh is super amazingly tight, like close. There's a lot of diversity in pockets, like in bubbles. There's the bubble of the art world where there is a lot of diversity. But then you go to neighborhoods and they're very segregated. So you go to certain neighborhoods that is mostly Black people living there, mostly white people living there. There's a Latino neighborhood. This could happen either because they want to or because of the circumstances or gentrification or whatever else. However, when you're downtown or you're in the arts community, it feels like there's an openness. Open your mind to new things, yes. Just open your mind, just embrace everything.